This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has named conservative appellate judge Amy Coney Barrett as his third Supreme Court appointment, setting off a scramble in the Republican-led Senate to confirm her before Election Day in 5.5 weeks. Speaking at a White House Rose Garden ceremony, Trump praised Barrett as a judge of impeccable qualifications.
As Amy has said, being a judge takes courage. You are not there to decide cases as you may prefer. You are there to do your duty and to follow the law wherever it may take you.
Trump appointed the 48-year-old Barrett to the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017. She is a favorite of religious conservatives, a key Trump voter bloc. However, Barrett pledged to serve all Americans if confirmed.
And if the Senate does me the honor of confirming me, I pledge to discharge the responsibilities of this job to the very best of my ability.
Democrats on Capitol Hill, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, have said that Barrett's conservative legal philosophy poses a threat to health care, LGBTQ and women's rights, and other rights that Americans enjoy. President Donald Trump has said confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett will begin in the Senate next month. Arthur Hellman is a law professor at the University of Pittsburgh.
The debate will be over whether she is an ideologue. I think that will be the main line of attack, that she does not have the judicial temperament.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is the Judiciary Committee chairman and a Trump ally and has called Bennett highly qualified for the high court. This is VOA News. In a speech to the UN General Assembly, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that the coronavirus pandemic has created divisions between nations. As AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports, the British leader urged world leaders to unite against a common foe of COVID-19.
Johnson's pre-recorded speech highlighted how nations had lost sight of the fact that they were all fighting the same battle.
We've all been up against the same enemy, the same tiny opponent, threatening everyone in much the same way. But members of the UN have still waged 193 separate campaigns.
Johnson, who contracted COVID-19 in the spring and spent 3 nights in intensive care, also called for countries to share data to create a global early warning system for disease outbreaks. On the same day that Johnson's speech was played out at the UN, protesters clashed with police during a rally in London's Trafalgar Square, amid rising tensions over limits on everyday life, as the government tries to stem a sharp rise in infections. Karen Chamas, London.
Spain's health minister has reiterated his calls for the city of Madrid to be placed in total lockdown. Speaking after a meeting of COVID-19 experts in Barcelona, Health Minister Salvador Illa said the Madrid regional government should revise its decision to only lock down parts of the city. He also said that the threshold of contagion incidents to decide which suburban town to confine should be lowered to 500 cases per 100,000 inhabitants, which is roughly twice the national average. More than 850,000 residents in 37 neighborhoods have been confined this week to their areas unless they have a reason to go elsewhere. Maximum capacity in shops and restaurants has been reduced and parks have closed. Searchers combing the area where a Ukrainian military aircraft crashed found two more bodies on Saturday, bringing the death toll to 26. The plane, a twin turboprop Antonov 26 belonging to the Ukrainian Air Force, was carrying a crew of 7 and 20 cadets of a military aviation school when it crashed and burst into flames Friday night while coming in for a landing. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has ordered that flights of AN-26 planes be halted pending investigation into the cause of the crash. Hundreds of anti-coal activists staged protests in and around a mine in western Germany on Saturday, demonstrating against the continued extraction and use of fossil fuels in Europe's biggest economy. Environmentalists say they are among the biggest sources of harmful pollution and greenhouse gas emissions in Europe. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.